Good morning and welcome to the Mindset Goddess. I am Valeska, your show host. Thanks for joining me today. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. I would love to have you back. In today's episode, I want to talk about the importance of creating a podcast for your business. Whether you have a new restaurant, a shop, an online shop, a new book coming out, or pictures that you're trying to sell for your photography business, whatever it is, or even if you're offering a service such as life coach or counseling, whatever it is that you are involved with, whatever your work is, a great tool to getting your business in front of more people is to create a podcast. A podcast will help you reach out to a bigger audience, and it will help you to reach out to the audience that you are looking for. So whatever your business is, decide what your target audience is. So if you are a photographer, who is your target audience? Is it families? Is it models? Is it actors? Decide who that audience is, and then create a podcast to bring those people to your business. The same thing goes for life coaching. Decide what type of life coaching sessions you want to give people. Those sessions, those people will become your target audience. So then you want to create a podcast that will draw attention to your life coaching business. This is a fantastic way to get your business in front of more people. And then after creating your podcast, you can share it all over social media as well as your website. Any business that you have, you need a website. Absolutely required these days. You've got to have a website and you've got to have a blog, because with the blog, you can do search engine optimization to draw more people to your website, to get more people to see your business or the service that you are offering. And on that website, you should include your links to your podcast as well. What I do is I also put a player into my website. I embed a player from my podcast website so that when people visit my normal website, they can just see all of the episodes that have been airing in the last few weeks. You can decide. You can check the settings and decide how you want to showcase your episodes. But you have to make sure that whatever podcast you decide to create has a really interesting and catchy artwork. You have to remember that people are looking at thousands of podcasts on their phones or on their computers, and your artwork, whatever the artwork it is that you decide to choose, needs to be really eye-catching and draw the attention of your target audience so that people will see it and say, oh, wow, this looks interesting. I want to listen. Let's see what this is all about. And I recommend not making your podcast episodes too long. We live in a very busy world. Society is very fast-paced, and I do believe that people want a quick listen versus a very long one. So when you're getting ready for work, I know I do this. I sometimes listen to podcasts, other people's podcasts, and I prefer the ones that are about 10, 15 minutes long versus the ones that are 30, 45 minutes or an hour. It's just kind of long, and I think people don't have time for that these days. So it's better if you make your podcast episodes on the a little bit shorter side. So anywhere from 10, 15 minutes, you can even do 5 minutes if you want. Find something interesting to talk about, something that is interesting, that you feel passionate about, that's really important so that you can keep creating excellent content for your listeners. And something that somehow pertains to your business. You want something that is relatable to your business or to the service that you are offering. And then also very important is the title of your podcast. It should be something different, something that stands out. And I prefer it to also be the same title that you use for your website name. So for example, my podcast is Mindset Goddess, The Mindset Goddess, and I have a website, themindsetgoddess.com. So I think it's better if the names match, because it's easier for your listeners to remember it this way. So those are my tips for creating a podcast for your business or for the service that you want to offer. I think it's a great way to get your business in front of more people. It's what everybody is, well, not everybody, but it's what a lot of people are doing these days is creating podcasts, and listeners are loving them. This is hot right now. It's been hot for a couple of years already, but it's really hot right now, more than ever, podcasts. So get your business on there. Get your business on a podcast. Create a website that will draw attention to your business, and create a podcast that will draw more people to your business. So good luck with that. And I will be back on, let's see, tomorrow I cannot, but on Thursday I will be back. And I am really excited about Thursday's episode. I will be sharing tips on how to make money online, and not just your, you know, same old that you keep listening to or reading about, taking surveys and watching videos and things like that. I'm actually not a fan of those. So I will be sharing some other tips with you on how to make money online. So have a wonderful day, and I will be back on Thursday. And if you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. Talk to you soon. Thank you.